Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 1.
Hello there. Welcome to Victoria 1890. If you have yet to hear the world introduction, make it your utmost priority to indulge in that first and then return. It's only 4 minutes. We went a lot more freeform in this campaign, meaning rather than a tested system per se, each character selected slight modifiers towards the attributes they prefer, as determined by a class survey. To pass an obstacle, the character rolls a single d10. If they land a 10 or higher, the player may record a point towards their intuition. 3 points, and they may cash it in to get an additional clue from the GM. But, of course, 20 Sided Stories is not about the numbers, nor the sides, but rather the improvised story.
Hi, my name is Sage GC, and I will be playing
Achilles Gastard! He is from France, and he is a con artist. And he has a pretty good composure and awareness. He's a sneaky, picky type.
I'm Garrett Reisner, and I'll be playing Dr. Richard Chamberlain. But you can call me Dickie. I'm 32 years old from a noble family and took after my father in science. Let's just say I have quite the knack for smearing the parrot.
Hi, I'm Kate Pursley, and I will be playing Matilda Buchanan. I got a plucky personality. I was raised on the streets of New York, goddammit. And I got a fire in my belly and a pistol to kill anybody who gets in my way, goddammit. Also, I'm a famous adventurer, goddammit.
Hi, my name is Greg Reisner, and I will be the GM, aka the Game Master, for this series. And I will be making up all the different characters and situations that they interact with and keep a wonderful environment for their imaginations to run wild in.
So, there you have it, folks. 8 full-length episodes of Obnoxious Accents, Looming Mysteries. A little dash of action here and there, some romance on the side, and a full serving of sort of accurate Victorian shenanigans. We join our adventurers now at the estate of Count Alexander, where each of them have been summoned for reasons regarding a very peculiar Egyptian urn.
Miss Buchanan, you've had a correspondence with a certain Count Alexander Sabatini of Spain, and he has requested your presence along with your friend, Professor or Doctor?
Doctor.
Dr. Richard Chamberlain.
Dickie!
To authenticate a recent artifact that he has acquiesced.
I do love a count.
So, we cut to you guys in the grand doorway of his large estate in London.
Ooh.
Hey,
what
say.
A lovely place.
Don't I know it, Dick?
Please. I've told you this 1,000 times. It's Dickie.
Anyways, look at this doorway. It looks like it's made of pure gold.
That's ridiculous. There's no way that he has that much money where he can make it out of pure gold.
Let's find out. Knock on that door, Dick.
The door opens slowly. And in you see a droopy-faced butler.
Hello, Miss Buchanan, Dr. Chamberlain.
Yes, but please, call me Dickie.
Please, step inside.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Let me take your coats.
Oh, all right, I'll take off my peacock feather coat.
And yours, sir.
Thank you. Wow, it is quite marvelous in here. How large.
I say.
How grand.
If you wouldn't mind, the Count is waiting for you in the study.
Oh.
And he gestures over to the right.
Well, let's go, Dick.
As you walk in, you see a huge fireplace. And standing in front of the fireplace is a Frenchman who is wearing
clothes.
Cool. All right, clothes. And
French clothes.
A man you presume to be the Count, who looks like he's in a distinguished 40s with silver streaks on the sides of his head, with a black hair that is slicked back, and a long red coat. And he's holding in his hand an Egyptian urn with a cat's head on top of it. A shaped cat's head, not an actual cat's head, but one made of clay, you would assume.
Ah, Jess, please, come in, come in.
Ooh. Oh, how marvelous, how exciting. Is that from Egypt?
Indeed it is, my friends. This is Gastard, the man who is selling me this piece. Gastard, this is the famous Matilda Buchanan.
Well, bonjour.
Yes, this is what we say in the French land.
And her friend here is Dr. Richard Chamberlain.
Yes, pleasure to meet you.
That's not what we say, but hello to you as well.
Please, call me Dickie.
Dickie?
Yes.
Dickie Chamberlain.
Now, where did you find this urn?
Well, you see, I was told to...
He's a third party. And what I had him do was bring it from a friend who recently had a trip down to Egypt. You see, I'm trying to study Ramses III.
Oh, I say, that's interesting. I do love a good mummy story.
Well, this one goes beyond mummies. And I shall tell you more after I tell you why I've had you come here. The Gastard, I apologize for the surprise, but this fine woman over here is actually a master of the studies of Egyptian artifacts.
You bet your boots I am.
And I'm going to have her authenticate this.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, of course, here to check the chemical compounds to make sure that it's not a fake.
Dickie's kind of weird.
This is, okay, sir. And I pull him to the side. what?
Amigo, is all good? If this is the genuine article, then I will be purchasing it from you. You will have a grand sum of money.
I see. And if it is not genuine, then...
Is that something I should be worried about?
Oh, just trying to find out if...
I guess that I will not purchase it?
Shit. Okay. turn back.
While they've been talking, I pull out my briefcase and start undoing all of my mobile laboratory, which has lots of beakers and chemicals and little stands, a little Bunsen burner, and of course, very large glasses for me to look through.
I love to watch Dick work.
Miss Buchanan, if you don't mind, I was wondering if you could take a look at this.
Oh, righto.
Thank you. So, what I've been told about this piece is that it is from the room of the sarcophagus of Ramses III, and that he was the pharaoh who had to deal with the sea people.
Sea people?
Have you heard this legend?
I have not, and I say I've heard a lot of legends.
Oh, how exciting. This is actually from his chambers. Please, bring it here. I'm so excited to look at this.
I pulled Dickie aside. Dick.
Mildy?
The weight of this is way off. It's usually a lot heavier.
Really? Let me hold it.
Okay.
And you roll intelligence on that, Kate.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Three.
With your modifier?
I got three. Oh, wait. Four.
Okay. Yeah, you're BSing on that one, then.
I've never held an artifact like this, so I actually have no idea. I place it down and start doing chemical things to it.
Okay, why don't you roll intelligence?
I got an 8. Plus my modifier, 3, so...
So you realize that the paint on the side of it, all the hieroglyphs. It looks like, judging by your little test, you can tell that this is all recently painted.
I pull Mildy to the side. Mildy.
Oh God, we're even more to the side now. What's up?
Look at these chemical compounds. The way that this reads is that I suspect that this paint here is not ancient. It's not made of beetle, nor is it made out of any kind of clay. This is new paint.
Can Achilles hear this?
Why don't you roll discretion?
6.
Yeah, you hear it.
Okay. There is one drip of sweat going down Achilles' forehead. You guys don't know this.
Achilles, you look like you're overheating, please. Let my manservant get you a drink.
The fireplace is warm, and so I get warm.
The count guides you over to the couch and has you sit down.
Thank you very much.
I shall be right back. I will get you a glass of something cold.
I pulled Dickie even further to the side. Dickie.
Yes.
What if this is a fake? What if we're being bamboozled?
Mildy, I believe that our friend here, the count, in fact, is being bamboozled.
Oh, God.
I know, how exciting.
I know. What a mystery.
I know. Well, it's not quite a mystery. We know that it's a fake.
I know. Well, we solve the mystery. Now, what do we do?
I believe that we tell him that it's a fake, and then he doesn't buy it from the odd Frenchman over there.
Here you are, sir. A cold beverage.
Thank you.
A glass of water with ice.
He bows and walks away.
Yes, is there something else I can get you?
I was going to say, maybe no ice, but it's fine. You do good job. Just leave. Please leave room.
Very well. Excuse me, Ms. Buchanan. Doctor, is there anything I can get you? Refreshments?
Ew, I would love a gin and tonic.
I would love some nice scotch.
Very well.
And the manservant turns around and heads over to the bar, which is at the other side of the room.
Here you are. Here is a glass of water with ice.
Oh, I thought, what? Wait. What? Okay.
Oh, you already have one.
Yes.
My manservant. He was in here the whole time. He heard it. I feel so silly. This one is, whatever. And he throws the glass in the fireplace.
Now,
yes, doctor, have you come up with anything?
Yes, we have. And after looking at its chemical basis, we believe that your friend here has
bamboozled you.
He's brought you something that's completely under, and it's not real.
Can I have rolled to have already escaped by the time they turn around?
Roll me either discretion or agility.
11.
¿Qué pasa, amigo?
I run after him. I pull out my pistol.
Oh, jeez. Okay, roll agility.
It's a 4. God damn it.
you get a good start, and you head out the front door, but you're not sure which way he went.
Damn.
I want to start running after them, too, but I still haven't taken off any of my, like, glasses and stuff.
Okay. That's agility.
Oh, 4.
Right, cool. You come out the door and you bump right into Matilda from behind.
Christ! Ow,
Mildy, what are you doing?
Dickie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to catch the imposter.
So did I, goddammit.
Oh, well then why didn't you just say so?
I'm sorry, Dickie.
Oh, it's fine. You go catch him.
Where did he go?
Oh, we don't know.
No, sorry. Not really my type of thing. I'm more of just the chemist.
Well,
we told you what you hired us for.
I'm going to roll my intelligence and see if I can figure out which way he went.
Oh, good idea.
Yes, he went to the right.
I ran after him with my pistol still drawn.
I walk back over to my cocktail.
Okay, roll agility.
6.
Okay, and then Sage, roll discretion. See if you can avoid.
6.
I'll say that Matilda, you catch a scent. And you chase him, you get
Baguettes and art house movies.
You hear footsteps running over stones that are embedded into the street, cobblestone streets, and you take a turn following the sound, and you see him, and he comes to a dead end, and there's a fence behind him that's not too high. He could get over this fence.
I shoot in the air! Pow! The game's up! I got you where I want you, you frickin' thief!
Hold on! All right, come closer.
What?
I swear, I'll explain everything.
All right, I hold the gun at him and I slowly approach.
Okay.
Roll composure to keep you cool, both of you.
I got a 10, she got a 1.
Oh my God. A 3.
Okay, so you're super cool right now, Gastard. Whereas Matilda, you've got the gun, but you, as you walk over, you feel super cool. You let it sort of drop down by your hip, and you're no longer actually pointing it at him. Now it's sort of pointing away, but in your mind, you think you're pointing it at him.
And I'm going to take that advantage, grab her wrist, and flip her around so that my mouth is right by her ear.
My real name is Simon Sinclair.
What?
I'm a con artist. You have probably met me at some point in your life. I travel all across Europe with various identities, right? Achilles is not a real man. The jig is up.
Try to kick him in the groin.
Okay, roll your agility.
It was an 11.
All right.
Yeah, ow.
You are doubled over.
You kick him so hard.
And your eyes are closed, and the only thing coming out of those sockets are tears.
Yeah, try having children after that, you bastard.
Matilda, you need to understand me. Jesus Christ. Look, there's a man named Hervé Mallet, or Mallet. I don't know, it's just written down in my thing here. I don't know if the T is silent or not. He hired me to make this urn, all right? It's a replica. This is all I know, all right?
Okay.
And as this is happening, then the doctor and the count come around the corner.
Ah, you have captured him.
Ah, yes, she has captured me. I am a fool. It is a fake, but this is not my fault. You see, I bought it from someone else.
He walks over to you and he grabs you from under your armpit and picks you up. He's actually pretty strong.
Matilda, help me bring him over back to the house.
You got it.
What happened to him?
Oh, I kicked him hard in the groin. He can't have children.
Oh, Matilda.
Oh, Count.
Please, call me Alexander.
Oh, crap.
They carry you back and they put you back on the couch.
If only I had an extra glass of water, you probably would really like that.
I am fine. I did not finish the other one that is right here, so I will just drink this one.
Fantastic.
Refreshing.
Now, what to do with you?
Let go?
I could call the constable. I am sure that you are a wanted man. If you are to accomplish something like this... Were you not fooled by this piece?
Oh, I was fooled, all right. He had me bamboozled up and down, but you know what? I believe his story.
If it wasn't for the doctor, we would not know that this was a counterfeit.
Meanwhile, in the background, the doctor has been doing more experiments on the urn and has been downed his cocktail completely. And you look at it, it closes up on it, and the urn's just completely melted.
Oh, jeez.
Just completely gone.
The butler hands you your drink.
Here
thanks. You are. You are a very clever man. I think instead of sending you to the jail, I shall hire you.
I believe that this pot has been made out of false clay.
And what is the job that you have on the mind?
Well, the reason why I wanted this specific urn, because Ramses III was the pharaoh who drove off the last of the sea people. This was the last they were heard of. I have it on good authority that the sea people were actually the armies of Atlantis.
Atlantis? That's one place I've never been.
Yes. Many people have called me mad in the past, but the way that the tides have been moving this decade, it has finally gotten low enough that the island off the coast of Crete is going to be available for people to actually walk on. And I believe that there are secrets about Atlantis on this island. My theory is that Crete was actually once Atlantis, and a great storm destroyed everything on top of it. And then new civilizations were built over it. That's why no one can find the island. It never sunk.
Excuse me, Melody. Do you still want this? I hand him back the melted pot.
Hand that to my manservant.
Manservant!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I knock the count out?
Sure, yeah. roll agility. He's gonna roll constitution.
3.
Yeah. you swing a punch and he just puts a hand up and blocks it.
Darn!
Adios, why?
Oh, jeez. Calm yourself, man.
I do not wish to work for you. I have family back home in France.
I don't believe you're actually French.
Oh, shit.
he's going to roll intelligence. He got a 5. Okay, so he's not sure.
I have good discretion, though.
It's true. You roll that discretion.
You want to roll it?
Yeah, roll it.
Okay.
No, we both suck.
4. Yeah.
I have an idea. Hold the Frenchman.
Okay.
Roll for muscles. Yeah, you get him. You hold him.
I got an 8.
Achilles is winking very hard. It's Matilda.
I hold him loosely.
I grab some chemical compounds from my briefcase. This should tell if he's actually French or not. And I throw it on his arm.
I pull him to the side so it doesn't hit him.
What?
Yeah.
You throw a chemical on him that tells if he's French or not?
If it turns blue, he's French.
That's okay. Roll intelligence to make that compound.
Fine.
Okay, yeah, you make that compound. Okay.
What?
it breaks, or it splashes on you, and it...
This is some kind of homeopathic fucking like, bullshit. Like it always turns blue, right?
This is all very confusing. I would like to hire... all of you.
What?
If you would be willing.
Oh, this is much different.
To come with me on an expedition.
You see, I was thinking about slavery. I did not want to be a butler like that other chap in the other room.
I pay him very well.
Yes, but...
I only stay here 1 month a year, and the other 11 months, he lives here.
Oh.
I say we take the job.
I love adventures. How exciting.
Woo, dick.
Sorry about the chemical thing.
Yeah.
It was a prototype. I haven't really gotten it worked out quite yet.
And you will be paid.
Oh, all right. I apologize for my temper earlier. I will take job.
It is fine. I enjoy the excitement. And anybody who can fool Miss Buchanan must be very clever.
Thanks, Alexander. Wink.
Oh.
Thanks, Matilda. Wink.
I wink back. Thanks, Dick. Wink.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Mildy.
Anyways.
Now, what is your actual name?
Wink.
It's Achilles Gastard.
Very well. That is what I shall call you, if that is what you wish to be called.
You can call me Dickie.
Well, perhaps you should tell us more about yourself. Why should we work for you?
I love Alexander, but do tell. I love a good backstory.
Well, my name is Count Alexander Raphael Dumas Sabatini.
Can I call you Raffy?
I would prefer Count Alexander.
Sure.
I come from Madrid, a very reputable family. I will say that we're not too bad off, as you can see, from my lovely estate that I only stay 1 month in. And I fancy myself a bit of an adventurer. However, I will be honest, I have not been on any actual adventures. This will be my first.
Ooh.
Oh, you're coming with.
Interesting.
Indeed, I must. I would like to oversee my investment. However,
I will put you in charge.
Yay! I accept.
I will retire for now, and I will let you sort out the details amongst yourselves.
Hold on. Yeah, count this. Or just bring Mr. Count.
It is
Sire Count. Alexander.
Yes.
Do you know Hervé Malet?
Hervé Malet?
Yes.
Yes. He recently went on an expedition to Egypt, and I sent him a message saying if he comes across any artifacts having to do with Ramsay III, I would purchase them for a large sum. He told me that you would be delivering for him.
Yes. This is how it works out.
So I
I will talk to my fellow adventurers first, and we will get back to you.
Very well. Good night. I will see you guys in the morning. There are bedrooms upstairs you may stay in. We will have breakfast tomorrow.
How wonderful.
I love a good breakfast.
Adios, amigos.
Good night.
Nighty-night.
What was your name again?
He's not French, Dickie.
I pull my knife out as soon as he says that and point it at Dickie. We're not too close, though, all right?
My real name is Simon Sinclair.
Oh!
I'm a con artist. You have probably met me at some point in your life. Perhaps I was manning a market. Maybe I just took your coin purse when you weren't paying attention. I travel all across Europe and have various tricks of trades. All right? This job interests me. Now want to follow suit?
You're so willing to just give up the sham.
Oh my!
I'm not giving up the sham.
You just completely told me who you were.
Well, because if we're going to work together, well, all right. Most importantly, Matilda already figured this out earlier.
I remember you. You stole my goddamn pistol. That one with the nice ivory thing.
Ah.
Oh, God.
Yes, that was Sir Reggie Nald.
It's one of my other.
I want to casually grab his knife as if I'm just like, ooh, let me see this.
No. No knife for you. All right. Slide it back into my boot here.
Excuse me, Simon. Is there a beverage I can get you?
The butler's been here this whole time.
Ooh, could I have another cocktail, please?
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. The same?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Very well. And you?
Sure.
He says yes.
More water, or may I interest you in something else?
He has a face of total indifference on him.
Simon, just answer the poor bloke.
Surprise me.
Very well. The bartender, or the manservant, turns around and goes back to the bar and starts shaking things up.
What in God's name is this? Already three times in one day, three people have found my identity. I can't even comprehend the amount of...
I slap Simon.
But you just told me, and I slap him.
Oh! All right. I'm together now?
We're all together now.
All together. That's right.
Let's hold hands. Dickie!
You must know.
Simon.
Come on.
I take his hand. Listen to me.
Calloused.
Listen to me. This identity must remain a secret.
Ooh.
All right?
Then you better stop telling people who you are.
Okay, well, the butler is the last one to know, all right?
Mm-hmm.
When we leave, I will take various identities. All right? I'll try my best to warn you before I switch into them.
Maybe we can have some of our own.
Oh, a fake disguise. I love a good mustache.
Yes, here are your drinks.
Oh, thank you.
He passes everybody their drinks. Mm. And he passes you a martini.
No tips are needed, sir. Is there anything else I may attend to you for? Or shall I retire?
You can retire.
Retire.
Very well. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, this is so exciting. An adventurer, disguises.
Atlantis.
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 All right. Matilda,
And Dick.
E. Please.
Dickie, all right?
Call me Dickie.
And you're a doctor?
Yes.
All right.
I'm a scientist.
A scientist or a doctor? Or do you go by doctor?
I have a doctorate, yes.
So do you go by doctor?
No, I go by Dickie.
Or professor?
No, I'm not a professor. I don't teach.
But you're a scientist?
Yes.
And you don't go by doctor?
No. But I am a doctor.
So then Dr. Dickie?
I prefer just Dickie.
All right, we're going to stick with just Dickie. So, the three of us are being hired, yes?
Yes, yes, we've... Well, how soon are we supposed to leave on this adventure?
I believe tomorrow morning after breakfast.
Really? So soon?
Oh, yes. Oh, I can't wait for an omelet.
I have a couple of contacts I'm going to have to cancel on. But, this seems like something it's worth leaving for.
Where are you from?
London.
Hmm.
No, no, I mean it. But you don't have to squint at me. I'm really from
I mean,
London.
You are a con artist. You did tell me this yourself.
No, but
I
was raised
at you
in the
that.
Streets of London, all right? I was an orphan, and I had to raise myself often. And
were you an orphan?
Yes, I was in a couple of gangs and stuff.
No way, me too!
You never told me that, Melody.
I told you my dad was an awful person, and he abandoned me on the streets of New York.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry, that was just a lovely evening of plenty of drinks.
So
I do not remember.
You're from America.
You betcha sweet boots I am.
I do not wish to, but I've never been to America. What's it like there?
Oh, it's kind of filthy and grimy, and then there's rich people, and then there's poor people, and you get to stab a couple of people and get drunk and have fun.
It's completely dreadful and wonderful at the same time.
Sounds the same. Yeah, really, really. I mean, I wouldn't even... That's exactly how I would describe London. If somebody told me to describe London, I'd say it's
what?
Filthy
it's not,
and dirty and there's rich people,
bad.
And you get to stab them and...
Well, then again, I guess I've never really been around your part of the area.
Yeah. Oh, so you haven't stabbed anybody?
No, of course not.
that's a shame.
Dickie,
it's a good
I'm
game.
Surprised.
It's a good game.
Well, I've never stabbed someone. I mean, I've cut people open with...
But after they were dead, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So we have a pact, right?
Oh, that's what we were doing.
Of course, we have a pact. I don't know about you, sir.
I thought we were just sharing stories because we're all drunk.
Well, it looks like the three of us are going to be doing this together, and I want to make sure we have all of our cards on the table and that nobody's hiding anything anymore, all right? If I've already given you my secret identity and you already know enough about me, then that's all you need to know, and then to make sure I know everything about you and that we're all on the same page. Does that understand?
Well, Christ, if we're sharing, I mean, one time back in Africa, I had a... flingo with a couple of guys, and let me tell you, it got crazy.
All right, great.
Yes,
so,
once when I was a child.
Okay, we don't need to. This is like a group therapy thing. Look, just I need to make sure that the Count does not know about Simon. All right, the Count cannot.
Did you just refer yourself in the third person?
Yes, I have many identities. All right.
But
isn't the butler gonna tell him?
No, the butler is true to his word.
He's How do you know that? You just met him today.
I winked at him, and...
Is that like a...
What?
Is there a butler confidentiality code I didn't know about?
Oh, I've never really thought about that.
That makes so much sense.
Oh, my gosh. My butler probably knows so much about me. Thank God for those...
Ooh, don't I know it? He knows
contracts.
Something about me, too.
Sure.
I agree.
Shake his hand.
Shake his hand.
Pardon my interruption.
No. Oh. Hello.
Your rooms have been made up.
Oh,
thank
splendid.
Goodness, I need to get some sleep.
As you come out into the hallway, there is this staircase right over here, up it, and then down the hall, the last three rooms on the left.
Let's go to our rooms.
Yes, it sounds like we're going to have quite the morning.
And we go to our rooms.
In the morning, there's a knock on the door of Dr. Richard Chamberlain.
Yes? Come in.
Mr. Richard Chamberlain? Doctor, sorry.
Yes, what is it?
Post for you, sir.
Mail?
He hands you the envelope.
Just... usually rip this open.
Dear Doctor, we, the staff, are having a very hard time with the situation, which, when written, will not seem reasonable. Therefore, we please request your attendance back at your mansion so that we may talk to you about something that needs to be talked about. Signed, Miss Alice Whitner.
Huh.
So which you know as your maid.
How odd. My maid has never written me a letter like this ever before. Oh, but don't they know that I'm off on work?
I splash some cold water on my face, I brush my teeth, hide my pistol in my boot, and I get ready to go.
Simon has a morning ritual, which he always does, where he goes to each one of his current disguises that are in his briefcase, and he goes through his quick change for each of them, but each combo, so he goes from Simon to Achilles and from Achilles to Santiago and so forth. It's a very, very long algorithm, but it gets him in shape and ensures a quick, hasty, confident disguise change when he needs it.
Fantastic. As you guys leave your rooms and you come down the stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs is the manservant.
If you'll follow me, I shall take you to breakfast.
Oh, thank goodness, I'm starved.
And he leads you to a beautiful dining room, the long wooden table.
Ooh, is this mahogany?
Dickie's just sitting there kind of quiet and concerned.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Dickie, please, you can get off of that bench and come sit at the table with us.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
We shall have food as soon as you guys are ready.
Oh, I'm ready right now, Alexander.
I am ready as well.
You see like a couple of servants just sort of like waiting in the halls with silver platters. And so as soon as you sit down, they place it in front of you and they remove the tops. And you have a beautiful breakfast in front of you.
I start digging in.
What is the breakfast?
Oh, it is eggs. It is bacon. Also, there is a little salad and some little fish.
I love little fish. Yum, 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 yum.
Please, please, do eat.
Oh, I'm already eating.
I'm meticulously cutting up my food and still being a little bit quiet.
Right, so, Gastard, I would like to apologize for the way you were treated last night. I feel sorry for the way that you've been handled, and I promise that we will not further hurt you unless necessary.
Simon has this look of compassion, and it comes out, and he drops the game. All right. Count, come and clean.
What happened to your accent?
Again!
He takes off the baguette. No. What's the hat called?
Oh,
beret.
Oh,
beret. Beret. Yes, the beret. My real name is Simon Sinclair. I'm a con artist. You may have met me at some point in your life. Perhaps I was standing by a market place, or perhaps I was stealing your coin purse when you weren't looking. I travel all across Europe, and I have various identities that I... What are you both looking at?
Son of a bitch, you said that to me!
Yeah, you said that to me!
This is just my spiel, all right?
This is the type of thing we were talking about last night. If you want to stay anonymous, then you can't be just revealing yourself to people. You've gotten really bad at this.
Yeah.
This is just... Don't judge, all right? This is just how I do things.
Oh, I'm judging.
Why?
Because you're sketchy.
Because you said the same thing to three different people. That's kind of awkward.
All right, well, you're my team now. Are you not my team?
Ugh, fine, we're your team. But don't say repetitive stuff to
all
of us.
If we're going to make the discovery of the century, of next century, am I dead?
I'm hoping that we will find it before the turn.
Well, I just mean that it'll be so big that next century, there won't be anything bigger.
Oh, God.
Nothing could possibly happen that would be as important as this.
No, we would be discovering possibly the greatest civilization to ever exist.
Exactly.
Well, let's get to it, buckos.
Right, we leave in a week.
Oh, crap.
We could leave sooner, I guess.
I mean, I thought you said that we were going to leave in the morning, so I thought that was what we were going to do, but...
Oh, we were, but then the doctor here got some post, and, well, I...
Dickie?
I assume it's something pressing?
You didn't tell me. You tell me everything.
All right.
It just happened last night.
Yeah, we were doing a trust pack thing, though, right?
You have... Listen, if we're doing a trust pack, you're the last person I'm going to
now
trust.
Now, you here. Listen here. He's my best friend.
But we already made the pact last night, and you already said that you were going to do that, and so now, you're taking it back.
Yes, we made the pact that we wouldn't...
Do we need to do a blood pack? I've done those before.
Oh, I love it. I pull out my knife.
The count pulls out a knife.
I pull out the scalpel.
I pull out my boot knife.
Let's do it.
Blood pact?
All of us cut our hands. All right.
Wait,
my hand.
Wait.
Wait, Dickie.
Wait, what?
I just really like to get the butler in on this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. He does know about
the
it.
The butler rolls his eyes and steps forward and pulls a knife from his coat pocket.
I love it. All right.
One, two, three.
Ah, yeah.
Fantastic. So I don't need to pay anyone.
No.
That's not what this means. This just means that we have to be honest about
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that means we're truthful to the end of anyway. The mission.
I expect a thorough
payment.
Yeah,
I want money.
Yeah.
Anyway. Excuse me, would you please get us some bandages for our hands?
Very well, sir.
Oh, I'll lick mine off. I don't care for bandages. Mm. Nature's my band-aid.
Matilda, strong woman.
You bet your sweet boots.
You be careful there.
What?
Nothing.
Dickie, I love you.
I love you, Melody.
Best friend.
Simon.
This is true.
Yes.
You will find under your plate the payment due to Hervé. I will hope that would inspire him to deliver to me the real article, if he has it. Unless he too was so doing. We are blood packed honest.
I have a feeling Hervé does not have any access, all right? Hervé hired me to make a replica. Achilles is one of my many identities. Achilles specializes in counterfeit art. And that urn, I might say, did a pretty good job. You know, that urn was the first time I've ever tried pottery. And you guys had you pretty fooled until you had a doctor here. But, you know, that's aside. It's a fake. And if there's a real one, I don't know where it is.
It is crucial to the mission for us to have this before we leave.
Then we must find Hervé.
And very see. Well.
Ooh, mini mission in between the real mission.
Side quest, pre-mission, preparations. Yeah.
Call it whatever you want. Spade's a spade, hun.
Very well. I will give you the week to figure this out.
Oh, that's all right. So we got to find Hervé then, and then get the real thing. And let's see. You've got some stuff, right? All right, you're going to talk about that amongst yourself, and I'm not going to be part of it. That's great. Finish my breakfast.
Oh, thank God he stopped talking.
Yeah, this is the letter that I got last night. This morning, actually.
Oh, what is your maid writing you for? That's very vague.
I know, it's so odd. It almost feels like it's...
a trap?
Oh, I did not think about that. But I did think it was odd that she didn't talk about what happened to the letter. If she was mailing it to me, she knew it would go straight. I'd be the only one who read it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she tell me?
Yeah, well, I feel like your maids are very honest with you.
It's true, we made a blood pact.
Hmm, doesn't everybody?
It's just so odd.
Dickie.
I don't think it's right.
Do you want me to come with you when you go home? I have a pistol and a knife.
I'm contemplating whether I even want to go home.
Ooh. Yeah, let them sort it out for themselves. Have them ravage it out like dogs.
Well, I don't mean to do that to them.
Oh.
I don't want it to actually be something... If it's something actually awful...
Oh, you're right.
Let them go back.
These are good eggs.
Oh, thank you. We have chickens in the backyard. They laid them. Would you like?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not a side quest I really feel like going on right now.
Okay. They're my favorite chickens.
I just wanted to drop you a compliment while they finish up their banter over there.
I could bring the chickens in.
Oh no. There's no need for cooks in here. It's just we've got the eggs and that's all we need.
Very well. And then he looks over at his manservant and he waves his hand like no. And then the manservant in the hallway, like in the doorway, like with the chicken in hand, like turns around and walks away.
I don't know. Maybe we should talk about this with the rest of the boys.
We have a blood pact, so you must.
Jeez, Jesus Christ,
have you been listening this entire time?
Really? No, I just heard the last part, I swear.
Oh my goodness.
So what's the plan?
Well, you have to find this Irving person, but something's come up at my home, and I wonder if I could write back to them maybe in time before we leave.
Oh, yes.
I shall have some stationery brought to you right away. He claps his hands. Ow! Excuse me. Could you please bring a quill and some parchment for the good doctor over here? Also, where are those bandages?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. I've
right away, sir.
Bled. I seem to have bled all over your tablecloth. I am so, so sorry.
It is all right. We will throw it out. Mm.
But it's so beautiful.
These, yes, it's a, stripes.
All right, look, I would love to talk about tablecloths or mourning as much as the next guy, but we have a whole mission to go on, so I think we should probably do that.
Oh, I agree. We need to find this what's-his-face.
Yes. What did you say his name was again?
Hervé Malay.
Hervé Malay.
Ooh, it rhymes. Ooh, I love the sound of that. Yes.
My name's a better.
We cut to later on in the study. Everybody's got tea. And everybody's sitting in chairs, unless you want to be cool and not be sitting in a chair.
No, Simon is not sitting.
Nice.
I'm sitting with my legs crossed very elegantly.
Me too.
So, we shall all meet back here in a week, and then we will depart. Is that enough time?
That's plenty of time.
And what kind of lead do we have on this Hervé Malay character?
Well, haven't seen him in a week or two, so it's going to take a bit to track him down. But I know a lot of contacts. I could probably make sure we only get to him about 2 degrees of separation. Mm. All right? He probably hasn't gotten far.
I can smell him out when we get close.
Is that so?
Yes, just give her she's got such a good nose.
I'm like
just
a
give
great
her a piece of his shirt or something that you have. And should have why would, right
why, why would I have a piece of his shirt?
I have a piece of clothes from everybody I ever meet.
Is that so?
Yeah.
So how do you do this? You just cut it off and then you put it in your pocket, or how does it?
I have my ways.
No, actually, that shirt is mine.
Wait, Kate, roll discretion to see if you have a piece of Simon's clothes already.
Okay. Oh, I'll get it.
That was a two.
But I'll get it.
Yes, let's go and find this gentleman.
You said we'd like to go sooner than later. As a matter of fact, tea party right now is, I know it's like a thing, you know, you have breakfast, and then you have second breakfast, and you have tea time, and then you have brunch, and then you have lunch, and then you have tea time again, and then you have pre-dinner, and then...
Well, of course you know this, you're British.
Yes, but I was raised on the streets where we were lucky to have a meal a day, all right, so let's just get on with it.
Oh, but I'm not finished with my tea.
All right, I will meet you outside.
I was raised on the streets too. Oh my God. That's the only thing I focused on. Are we leaving?
I guess.
Very well. Let's go.
I shall see you all Monday.
Bye, Alexander. I give him a kiss on the cheek.
Oh my Bye, Alexander. Goodness. I give him a kiss on the cheek.
Oh my goodness.
I got a piece of his clothes.
Adios, amigos!
I got a piece of his DNA.
Godspeed!
I love you, Dickie.
Thank you very much! Wink, wink!
So as you guys exit the house and you come out into the streets, you hear a newspaper boy shouting out loud,
Extra, extra, read all about it! The Ripper has come back! He's already struck once!
Oh, damn that Ripper! I'm gonna rip him a new one by killing him!
Excuse me. Gotta get any of you guys to buy paper.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely. I take a look at the picture. Oh, how fascinating.
Yeah, you see a picture of somebody who's been torn open savagely. And underneath on the picture, it says that the body is identified as Hervé Millet.
Ah, shit.
Oh, Christ!
I mean,
darn it!
You should really get that checked out.
Yeah, you seem like you got a little throat problem there.
But that's like the French thing, right? That's what the French do.
No, not at all.
When I went to France, that's what kind of sounded
How
like.
How long were you there? A second? A
couple days.
Oh,
really? A couple days?
like 2 days. Like, I was literally, it was literally
What part
days.
Of France were you in?
You know,
Germany?
No, that's not...
It's not how that works, but...
Ah, thank you, little boy.
No problem. Extra, read all about
oh,
it.
Oh, what a cute back. Little kid. Such a cutie.
Well, I guess we found out where our man is.
Yep. Wait, should we go find out where he lives or something?
I'd love to go and just see his corpse.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Oh, I mean, I think that we should find out from the police where his place of residence was. Use power of persuasion, if you know what I mean, and then go raid it.
Oh, just steal?
Well, yeah, we need to find that doodly did somehow.
So we're going to Hervé's house.
You betcha sweet boots we are.
I want to go to the morgue. How fine.
Oh, Dickie, we'll go another time. We always go on Tuesdays anyways.
I'm going to say we're going to go to his house first, and then we'll go to the morgue. All right?
Oh, we still can go to the morgue. Well, that's wonderful.
Both of us are happy.
As my other alter ego would say, okay, no los dos. We're off?
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Our game master was Greg Reasoner, and all editing and music was done by Sage GC. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20sided stories. For a little more than £1, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit. They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too. Just imagine all 8 episodes to this season, straight away, no waiting. Which reminds me, thank you to our wonderful patrons, Scout Decker, Daniel Badielli, Mariah Ramblis, Josh Wolf, Tracy Daly, Jessica Dahlgren, and Rebecca Dahlgren, Chad Ellis, Becky Davis, Eugene Shee, and an extra special thanks to our producer club, Marlena Jean, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as cool as them, go to patreon.com/20sided stories. And of course, don't hesitate to connect via technological sites such as the Twitter @20sided stories or on Facebook or Instagram /20sided stories. Sauce, links, and more at 20sided stories.com.